people kind of picturing me with a crystal ball these days because, you know, they sort of, oh, well, you knew that 20 years ago and started doing the independent thing, because I was like, no, not really. I was just an idealistic kid, you know. I didn't have a clue. I just, at this point, I do feel lucky.
Ani DeFranco may not have any insight into reviving the struggling music biz, but she continues to evolve along with it, feeling lucky in her own life and surprisingly positive about the view outward, too. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. After a few years of big changes, Ani DeFranco settled into life as a parent, partner, and performer, and found out how the new mix of roles shapes her writing. We heard the results on her 2008 album, Red Letter Year, where Ani's steady touring band and new hometown of New Orleans play equal roles in expanding the sound beyond her acoustic Spitfire style. Another change was handing over the producer reins to her now husband, Mike Napolitano. And during a stop at FUV, Ani spoke with our Alisa Ali about being a little less DIY and a lot more happy.
It's funny, I think there's been a perception of me over the years that I'm a total control freak, and I've always thought that that was inaccurate, though I couldn't prove it to anyone because I've been in control all this time.
Well, better than being out of control.
Yeah, right, an out of control freak. Maybe that's it. Can I use that?
That actually sounds better than an in control freak.
Right? Control freak, out of control freak. Right. I like it. You know, I'm just a whatever. I'm a girl with a guitar from Buffalo. I didn't know any fabulous producers, you know, and it wasn't so much my instinct to cold call people and try to get the professionals in when it was time to make recordings. I just did it, you know. Yeah. But now I've entered this period of my life where I am surrounded by awesome people, and, you know, my partner just happens to be a great record producer, so
That works out well.
Yeah, that worked out pretty good. And at first it was, you know, like I say, a little transition to defer to him and sort of follow his ideas down dark alleys and see where they led. And after a while, I just completely gave over to it and loved it. You know, the opportunity to just be the artist in the studio and not have to wear all the hats. So I'm beginning to see some problems with the ongoing work of my mind. And I've got myself a new mantra. It says, don't forget to have a good time. Don't let the sellers of stuff power enough to rob you of your grace. Love is all over the place. There's nothing wrong with your face. Love is all over the place.
I like your new mantra.
Don't
forget to have fun.
Yeah, it comes in handy, boy, you know. Touring is just rife with adversity. You know, you show up in a new place and there's all kind of new stuff to contend with. And it's really nice to really try to stay in touch with how great a life I have and how grateful I am. I think there's something about living in New Orleans these days that's sort of hit me to the direct route to transcendence. You know, it's like here I am living in the city surrounded by people who know so much trouble, you know, and just all the things that people continue to contend with down there. And yet the music that comes out of those same struggling communities,
happy, yeah.
So joyful, just like shake your booty, get down, party like it's 1999 every night kind of music. And I just find that really powerful. You know, there's something about living there these days that made me kind of look at myself differently, like, whoa, whiny white kid. With a guitar. Oh, that's a new thing, you know?
Yeah, better throw some brass and get happy.
Yeah, right. Amen. And President Obama, you do not have to be perfect. I trust that you are a public servant, steady as Abraham Lincoln, ready as Martin Luther King. That's the spirit that you bring. And we vow to uphold you through these tricky times, keep you safe in our hearts and informed with our minds, and we will uphold each other. We won't divide and attack. There is no going back. There is no going back. There is no going back. Yes, we can. 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 Oh, yes, we can. Yes, yes we can, yes we can, yes we can, yes we can, yes we can.
Recorded live at FUV, a new song from Ani DiFranco called November 4th, 2008. Hear the whole interview and performance anytime online at WFUV.org.